Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, Facebook family, welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. Good evening, everyone. So I'm at Veterans Memorial Park, and first of all, I've got the camera turned around a different way because I want you to be able to see this cool monument to all the veterans in the world. So first of all, over here, that it lists the Department of Army, the Department of the Navy, the Department of, so there's two departments of Navy, which is interesting. And then there's the Coast Guard, and then there's the Air Force. So I think one of those is supposed to be the Marines. But then the reason I had it turned around backwards is because I want to turn around so you could read this. So this is like a supposed to be like a miniature Washington Monument. And it says, may this hallowed ground. So I'm not sure how long this is going to last. I don't seem to be able to get very good signal here. So may this hallowed ground honor the sacrifice of America's finest veterans, civilians, and their families. Past, present, and future, we will never forget it. So I just thought that was really cool. Let me see. Now I'm going to turn around so you can see my pretty face. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. It's funny because I pulled in here at this park and I was just talking to a friend who visited with a friend of hers who's got severe PTSD, and it just made me wonder, how have you been affected by PTSD in your life? Sometimes we don't even realize that the parents who have raised us suffered from severe PTSD. We don't realize that even we suffer from PTSD. And PTSD being post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's just so much trauma in our world, and we have so many traumatic experiences that we don't have an opportunity to express, process, and understand. And when you don't get an opportunity to express, process, and understand, hey, Mom, and hey, Kirsten, you don't get an opportunity to integrate the trauma in your body-mind system. And there's so many war veterans. My friend I was talking to, she was talking about her friend who was in Afghanistan and, you know, has, for some reason, I just don't get very good signal here. Sorry, guys. I'll have to remember that next time. So I may actually be signing off. If I lose signal again, I'll catch you again tomorrow. Hey, Amy, I'm not sure what that picture is, but I can't see it. I probably don't have a good enough signal for it to be able to show up. But just my point of tonight's episode is just being aware of the trauma that we have suffered, the traumas that we have suffered. And for those of us as adults, those traumas could have occurred for you in utero. They could have occurred for you when you were 6, 7, 10 or younger, and you may not even remember your childhood. Funny. Amy sent me a picture of Snoopy. You may not even remember your childhood, and trauma has the ability to do that. Really stressful, traumatic events shut down your memory system, and they still get stored in the brainstem, but they're just not as readily available to you. So a lot of times when you've lived in a highly stressful environment, you won't always remember your experiences. So that's it. Maybe I'll talk more about post-traumatic stress disorder again when I get a better signal, and when we start. Just remember, there are events that we experience in our lives that are painful and show up and continue to show up. And tomorrow I am going to be in Traverse City, Michigan, and I'm going to be having coffee at Morsels Cafe, probably around 11:30 a.m. noon. I'll be at Morsels Cafe in Traverse City, Michigan, if you want to come have coffee with Big Papa. And so let's just leave it at that. God bless you. Big Papa loves you. Have a fantastic evening, and we'll talk to you again soon.